flippant, careless, ungrateful, infuriating, and you love every frustrating moment. My smirk, the feigned innocence, the shameless baiting, there are no winners or losers in this game. Just waiting and pushing. You sigh, you threaten. There is eye rolling on both sides, but also chuckling. Your only real choice is to make me wait, to delay the inevitable, because you know, well, really we both know, my attitude only wants reaction, and it will come. It has to, because punishment must be dealt, and though it is arguably what I want, it is also what I need. I couldn't control the smile on my face as you forcibly haul me to my feet, even if I wanted to, and I don't. Your eyes dance just inches from mine. Your growl makes my blood race in my veins. I can feel the heat of your breath on my lips, and my heartbeat pulses against your fingers where they curl beneath my collar. And still I push, with my back to the wall, with short retorts and disrespect, pointedly forgetting your proper address, playing the brave fool. I pile my crimes into an ever more precarious tower until I become nervous at its faltering heights. How far is too far? And it's that moment that serves you, that chink in my armor, and you use it, and you exploit it masterfully. I try so hard once I realize my misstep to regain my footing, but you've got me. Off guard, off balance, using my own momentum to fell me to my knees, where I belong, at your feet, where I'll always belong, your hand in my hair, my head in your lap, exhausted, purring, secure in my place, daddy's kitten, his perfectly imperfect, bratty little girl, and no one wishes anything different.